USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to attack all Ukrainians after invading the country last week, women, children, and Ukrainian fighters are all targets for Russian bombs. The latest incident by Vladimir Putin, a violent attack on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, raining bombs on the facility overnight. Lithuanian President Gitana Nausėda on Bloomberg Friday morning.
Russia attacks on civil nuclear facilities in Ukraine. This is a crime. This is just a crime, nuclear terrorism, and I call on international reaction.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Belgium this morning in talks with NATO allies. A Kentucky jury on Thursday acquitted former detective Brett Hackison of endangering neighbors of Breonna Taylor during a botched no-knock warrant that killed the woman in her home after her boyfriend shot police as they entered. This cleared all law enforcement of all criminal liability in the 2020 case. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root.
It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Ukrainian President Zelensky reacts to Russia's attack with bombs on a nuclear facility in southeastern Ukraine. Translated by the Straits Times.
Europe has to wake up now. Europe's largest nuclear plant is on fire. At this very moment, Russian tanks are shooting at nuclear reactor blocks. These are tanks equipped with the thermal vision devices, so they know where they are shooting. They were prepared for this. I'm appealing to all Ukrainians, to all Europeans, to all the people who know the word Chernobyl, to those who know how much misery and victims the nuclear power plant explosion brought. It was a global disaster. Hundreds of thousands of people were dealing with the consequences. Dozens of thousands of people were evacuated. Russia wants to repeat it, and it's already repeating it, but it is six times bigger now. We are warning everybody, not a single state apart from Russia has ever shelled nuclear reactors.
The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is now in control by Russian soldiers as Ukrainian technicians continue to run the power plant. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
More people are shifting to green energy despite its inability to quench America's energy needs completely.
Wind and solar energy production is setting records in the United States. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows that renewable energy resources accounted for 13% of the country's power last year. That's the highest ever and is a 4% increase from 2020. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As Russia continues its death and destruction in Ukraine, Lithuanian President Gitana Nausėda holds out hope for Ukraine's survival.
I think Ukraine will prevail in this war because the fighting spirit and the spirit in the society is so strong. And I'm pretty sure that Ukrainians as a nation are united. United about his leader, Volodymyr Zelensky. And our duty is to assist them, to help them to be so strong as they are so far. And, of course, Russia is desperate, and we see what Russia is doing. Russia attacks on civil nuclear facilities in Ukraine. This is a crime. This is just a crime, nuclear terrorism, and I call on international reaction.
Lithuanian President Gitana Nausėda on Bloomberg. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.